coincidences are fascinating, but also bothersome to scientists. Case in point, Andromeda. That this nearest of all spiral galaxies is also the biggest within 35 million light years threw early astronomers for a loop. We want our neighborhood to represent the universe, not be populated by oddballs. Or consider that Earthlings gaze into a sky with just two disks, the Sun and the Moon, that both appear the same size, and both spin on their axes in very nearly the same time period. We have a North Star that just happens to be the brightest and most precisely aligned of the past 12,000 years. And on it goes. But far more typical are the apparent coincidences, where correspondence rather than chance is at play. Many seem amazed that the Moon spins on its axis in the same period in which it revolves around us, keeping the same face forever pointed our way. But it turns out that tidal stresses eventually slow a satellite's rotation until it locks itself in place. This same situation is found in all the other major moons around every planet in the solar system. But it still often remains difficult to separate coincidence from correspondence. Take the 11-year sunspot cycle. The ebb and flow of powerful solar storms must do something to us, but only two dozen cycles have been observed since the 18th century, against which we can seek matchups with thousands of potential events, such as political upheavals, climate changes, earthquakes, you name it, which are related and which are merely mischief wrought by the law of averages. Checking back, we find that the solar cycle swings in harmony with the fashionable length of women's skirts, the rabbit population of Australia, the position of the Gulf Stream, the thickness of Earth's atmosphere, and on it goes. We now think that only that atmosphere of business is physically related to the sun's pulses. But you see the problem. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.